This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to visit with David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, also one of the authors at ageconomist.com. And this week, David, we're going to look at prevented planting acres and what might be a concern out there. Let's talk about some of those acres that could pop up this year, especially with all the wet weather we've had out your way.
Yeah, so the story in May and the majority of the Corn Belt was a cool, wet planting season and some concerns about yield and yield potential, especially thinking about that replanted crop that had to go in there at the end of May and first of June, has been kind of a center of focus and attention. But there's also another issue that's prevented planting acres that could spring up here in the next few months as the USDA starts to zero in on the size of those corn and soybean and other crops.
Get into some acreage numbers specifically, and you've got some good graphics there to look at on the blog this week.
Feel free to for the listeners to check that out at ageconomist.com. But over the past 10 years, prevented planting acres across all crops in the U.S. has been about 4.8 million acres. And about 1.7 million of those acres are corn, about a million acres of soybeans. So when we look at that kind of long-run history, we've seen 3 years where we've had about average prevented planting acres. About 3 of 10 years have been well below, with fewer than 2 million acres prevented planting. And then we've had about 4 years where the prevented planting acres have been more than 6 million. And that's really important because if we have more prevented planting acres means fewer than anticipated actual planting acres, and that starts to pull down and chew away at some of that production level that we could expect to start to come into focus towards the end of the growing season.
Let's talk about when prevented planting acres are relative to the actual planted acres.
Yeah, so when we look through the history, we say, okay, how many acres, so that 1.7 million acres of corn prevented planting acres is pretty small relative to the 90 million acres expected this year. So what does this look like relative to planting acres? And so we look back, and these prevented planting acres can range anywhere from less than 1% up to 3 or 3.5% of the total intended plantings. So there's two key takeaways there, is that prevented planting acres are typically a small percent, less than 3 or 4%. And second of all, corn typically is impacted more by these prevented planting acres than soybeans. So 8 out of the last 10 years, there's been a larger share of corn prevented planting than soybean prevented planting acres.
All right, let's talk about potential impacts. Of course, there could be a marketing impact, but what do you talk about on this week's blog?
So this week we took a look at a couple different scenarios. Going back to 2016, we said, what if we had a record high prevented plantings and a record low prevented plantings in 2016? And what would be the impact on production? So when we looked at a record low prevented plantings, that would be an increase in production. We saw that that increase would be equal to about an additional 6% in ending stocks. And then when we looked at that record high prevented planting or a drop in production, that'd be equal to a 20% decline in ending stocks. So these few acres really start to add up when we look at it at that ending stocks metric.
David, wrap it up for us on prevented planting acres. What do producers need to be aware of?
Yeah, it's just one of these key points for folks to keep an eye out as the USDA starts to zero in on what our acreage plantings were. We're starting to get a first glimpse of that towards the end of this month when they release that acreage report. And there'll be some kind of adjustments and fine-tuning as we get through the growing season into August when FSA releases their prevented planting acres. But this is another way that production can get trimmed, even though we might not see that national average yield come down.
If you'd like to learn more about prevented planting acres, just go to ageconomist.com and look at their research. Or if you'd like to hear this program again in a podcast, go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. That is Ag Economic Insights. For David Widmar, I'm Joe Gangwish.